A.
Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny.
Good evening. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to our show tonight. This is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show, where we explore the destinies of individuals, yours in particular. Especially if you'd like to call in and ask questions, which you can do later in the show, actually after our first break, which happens in about a half an hour from now, sometimes a little sooner, and sometimes a little later. We use a system on this show called the Book of Destiny. Every birthday of the year is assigned one of the 53 playing cards. The 53rd card is a joker, and we can't read for anybody who's a joker. If you're born on December 31st, you can call in and chat, but you can't get a reading because we have no way of knowing what your card actually is. A joker can be any card in the deck, and only they would know what cards they're being. And we don't know the half of it. We don't know really all there is to know about jokers. But there are no yearly spreads to read from. There's no relationship connections to read from. We can make some vague assumptions about them, but nothing definite. But if your birthday is not December 31st and you'd like to get a reading and have questions about your future or a current relationship that you're in, what's going on in your life, I'll be happy to take a look and give you some advice or answer some questions if I can. Speaking of today, it's March 2nd, 2009, and people born today are Pisces. We're well into the Pisces realm now. And people born today would be an Eight of Spades with a Nine of Hearts, which is an interesting combination. Very interesting, because the Eight of Spades is very powerful, and often powerful in a negative sort of way. They can be... They're known to be too pushy with people at times. Is you know, common. Not that every single one of them does it, but it's they're just known to have that. There's a past life pattern with people who are in spades of being too powerful, too dominating, too willful with those people around them. But this card happens to be a Nine of Hearts as a secondary card. We call it the planetary ruling card. And having a Nine of Hearts, a nine as a ruling card, is almost the exact opposite of being an eight as a birth card. It makes that you have to sort of give of yourself. You can't just have everything you want in life without causing a lot of suffering for yourself and other people around you. So there's a giving nature that's associated with all the nines that people born today would have. It's a very interesting combination. We have a few celebrities born today. We have, one of my favorite bluegrass guitar players, Doc Watson. He's 86 today. Happy birthday, Doc. I don't think you're listening, but it's nice to know that this is your birthday. Another musician born today is John Bon Jovi, which, you know, I really like his music, really creative. We have author John Irving, singer Lou Reed is also born. I didn't know Lou Reed was a Pisces. Unbelievable. So we got Lou Reed, Doc Watson, and John Bon Jovi all born today. Very interesting. And also another blues singer, Alvin Youngblood Hart. Rock singer Chris Martin of Coldplay. Wow, we got a lot of musicians. You know, Pisces is really creative. I don't know if you're aware of it. There's a lot of them that have a really strong creative drive. It's very interesting to see that playing out in their life. So it's interesting to see this list here and who's on it. So you're a combination. If you're born today, you're a combination, a giver, and you also have some karma of being very dominating. So it must be an interesting life to have to juggle those two extremes in the course of your life and learn how to come back into balance. I would think that would be an interesting challenge for anybody born today. No particular announcements today, but the Love Cards dating website, if you haven't ever tried it or heard of it, we have a new website where you can go and you can find somebody that's really a good match for you based on this system, which is really, I mean, most people, like even professional astrologers who encounter this system, are stunned. I mean, the word is stunned, and this is used a lot, and a lot of people, when they talked about it, I was stunned by the accuracy of the reading that I got with the system. And especially in the area of relationship, this system seems to really nail people, and it really nails the way, like you can do a relationship reading with you and somebody else. And especially if you got one from our software, because it makes it really easy. The software program, you can buy one on my website for $20. A relationship reading, it'll tell you all about why you're together, what it's really like to be together, and what the reasons you were drawn together. Because, see, the relationship that we're in is a mirror. It's a mirror of who we are on some level. Well, that report will help you to understand why you attracted a certain person, why you're with them. You can even check out potential future mates with the same system. You can do a report for anybody, any two people, and all you need to know is their birthday. That's all you need to know. So you can go to the Love Cards dating website, and it actually looks at the cards of everybody in the whole site and tells you who your best matches are once you tell the site what you really want. Not everybody wants marriage, you know. Not everybody wants, some people just want a great friend or a lover or something a little more casual or even strange, even different, perhaps. There's, you know, a lot of variety. So the website doesn't assume that you want to get married. It just says you're looking for somebody else. And it'll help you find that person once you decide and enter that information in as to exactly what you're looking for in a relationship and what's important to you in a relationship. Which brings us to our topic tonight, which is all about marriageability and non-marriageability. And I talk about this. And the Love Cards dating website will actually give you a rating. And so does the Love Cards book. There's a chapter in the back of my book, Love Cards, which actually talks about marriageability, that factor, and how every single card has a different sort of a relationship to the whole concept of a committed long-term relationship. And then there are ratings that I gave to all the different cards based on my experiences of observing people and understanding of the different elements. And we're going to talk about this. But the ratings in the book and on the website are based on factors that are associated with each of the birth cards. Things like freedom. You know, if you're a five or a jack, if your birth card is a five, like a five of hearts, five of diamonds, five of spades, or if your birth card is a jack or your ruling card, it can be birth or ruling card. If they're a five or a jack, you probably have freedom issues. And there's other cards that have freedom issues that you wouldn't normally think they would have freedom issues based on the card itself. Like the King of Clubs, for example, has freedom issues because it's a double Uranus card. It's a long story why it's called double Uranus, but Uranus is a planet of freedom. And there's a lot of cards. There's a lot of cards in the Uranus line and column of this grand solar spread that we use to read from of the cards. And all these cards can potentially have freedom issues because Uranus is a planet of freedom. But the King of Clubs is double Uranus. And yet they're very marriageable, but there's a lot of King of Clubs who don't get married, never get married, or only try it once and go back to, they want to have more of an open lifestyle. And that Uranus thing, by the way, is a bisexual energy as well. So you'll find it's a progressive energy, you might say. So you'll find I've met two different King of Clubs who were involved in polyamorous relationships where there were multiple partners. Usually it was a woman with two men, the King of Clubs, woman with two men. So it can play out that way, Uranus. But the marriageability factor is key. And basically, there are cards in the deck that are stable and cards that are unstable. So you have like the twos and the fours and the sixes and the eights. These are stable cards. Kings tend to be stable as well. Jacks are stable as well, but they have the freedom thing often. They have freedom. Queens are unstable for the most part, though the Queen of Spades is very stable. Queen of Hearts is fairly stable as well, depending on the birthday. And you, when I'm talking about this, keep in mind that you have to always consider the birth card of the person and their second card, which we call the planetary ruling card. You have to know both, because we are equally both those cards. And unless you're a Leo, you have at least two cards to consider. Leos have two cards that are exactly the same card. So a Leo would be a double of their card. So can you imagine a double Five of Diamonds Leo? You know, this is going to be strongly freedom-oriented, okay? So marriageability is taken into consideration like this. So we have freedom, that's one thing, and certain cards have that. And there can be other cards that just have an association with these fives and jacks. Like they can have a five as a karma card or a jack as a karma card. And that would also bring the freedom element into them, having a five or a jack as a karma card. The four diamonds, for example, is a four, very stable, and considered to be fairly marriageable. But both of its karma cards, and most of us have two karma cards, both of its karma cards are fives. So when you see a four diamonds, you're probably not aware that there's a restlessness inside of them and perhaps a freedom thing that goes on unconsciously. Now, I use this word unconsciously. I'm using this word unconsciously. I'm using it consciously here. It's important to know that most of us act out of these things. I'd say most people act out of these things and aren't even aware that they're acting out these things. Most of us are acting them out. We don't even know. I mean, it's interesting, you know. I've met people who are fives that haven't discovered yet that they are sabotaged. They find that their relationships don't last long, but they really still think that they really want to get married and that there's nothing about them. It's just they haven't found the right person. They don't see the connection between the pattern of experiences they're having and who they are. They don't know themselves well enough to know that they are unconsciously destroying their relationships as soon as they get close to the altar or start to approach the altar. I like that movie, Runaway Bride. It's a great movie. Think about it, Runaway. That's a five thing. I'm out of here. I'm running away. She must have been a five, the Runaway Bride. So we have this freedom thing, which is very prevalent among a lot of the cards, but there's still a lot that don't have it. And then the next thing we have is the three thing, which is uncertainty. And people that have a lot of three energy, including people whose birth card or ruling card is a three, often will have indecision around matters of the heart. And the desire for a variety around matters of the heart, which means one person would not be enough. You'd have to have at least two, and in some cases as many as five. I was just talking today with a man who's an Eight of Diamonds, Three of Hearts ruling card, and he mentioned that at one point he had five girlfriends, and they were all good with it. He was just dating five. I have been in a position where I had five girlfriends once in my life. I'm not a three, but I have all the threes. I have three of all four threes I have in my life spread, including the three of clubs in the Venus position, which is the position that runs relationships. This is why Queen of Diamonds, my card, is considered to be fairly unmarriageable. It's interesting, the three thing, let me just go back and finish about the three. The three can create fear, okay? It can be fear of abandonment that runs somebody who's a three. There's a fear there that can cause all sorts of different behavior manifestations. Well, I just mentioned a minute ago that, you know, of course, one of them can be that with a lot of three energy, you get bored with one person after a while. You want variety. You get sort of feeling like you want something different. Okay, so that comes into play when you have a lot of three energy as part of your makeup. Then there's also coupled with that a little bit of a worry. Worry about getting enough love. Will I get enough love? There's a fear there. Will I have enough love? And this part, this is a part that can be really unconscious. Like if you happen to be a three, it would be in your interest really to explore yourself as much as you can to find out how many of your choices in relationships is based on a fear of not getting enough love. That definitely comes into play when you're a three. So you have this indecision and desire for variety, and you couple that with, am I going to have enough love? And you can see why a lot of three people would have multiple relationships, why they would choose to have a series of relationships instead of just being with one person. They would want to create having more than one person in their life. It's like they want to have a backup. The fear would say, well, I'll feel safer if I have a lot of girlfriends or boyfriends, because then I've always got somebody there in case the one I'm with leaves me. And this happens. This happens a lot. I mean, I'm not talking about science fiction here. These patterns occur frequently in our society today. So when you look at somebody who's got a lot of three energy, and this includes the three birth cards and ruling card people, but also people who have a lot of threes in their life spread, which is like, for example, the Queen of Diamonds and the Queen of Clubs, which both have a three in Mars and have a three first karma card, there's uncertainty there, okay, with that. And this can cut down on the ability to maintain a long-term relationship. You know, I look at Tom Cruise, who happens to be my same birthday, different year, but same birthday. And, you know, I predicted a long time ago he would have three marriages. And now I'm sort of inclined to think he's going to go on and have four marriages at some point, just because of the things I see happening with him and his current wife, and because it happened to me. That's another reason why I think he's going to have four, because it seems to be a pattern that I'm really familiar with, and he seems to be acting it out just like me. So three energy creates unmarriageability. You take a card like the Three of Clubs. Three of Clubs not only is a three, but it also has a five of diamonds as its first karma card. And the karma cards really point to hidden traits that we have that, you know, only get revealed when we get to know somebody a little bit more. So you look at this Three of Clubs, you're seeing a Three of Clubs. You're also seeing a Five of Diamonds person. So you can imagine there's tremendous uncertainty there. And I'm always surprised when Three of Clubs people get married, and they do get married. It's really, I find it interesting that they get married. But they do get married sometimes. And they'll make an honest attempt at marriage. They'll really go for it. Now, generally speaking, it's not destined to last a real long time. But I give them credit for making the effort. I mean, they really do their best to try to see if it's going to work out. And I see some Three of Clubs people who are struggling with the whole thing. They're in a marriage, and you wonder why they ever got married. But they're in that marriage, and they're having difficulty. They're either cheating on their spouse, or they're thinking of cheating, or they are cheating, one or the other, typically. And, you know, they're great storytellers. Three of Clubs is the author card. And so, you know, they'll have a big story about why they are the way they are, but basically it's all the uncertainty that's the real culprit in their life, the uncertainty that's associated with being a three and a five. See, these threes and fives are unstable. They're unstable numbers by their very nature. And so stability is something that a long-term relationship requires, and requires a certain amount of stability. And a three or five just may not have it to give. Now, I'm not saying none of these people will get married. They do get married. But usually the ones that get married really don't really know themselves that well yet. Once they really get to know who they are and are okay with it, generally speaking, they will choose to be a single person and have lovers, but not make commitments of the marriage sort. And, you know, I've seen really happy people who are fives and threes who they have love in their life. They don't have a marriage. You'll see, this is really funny, like there's, if you look up in the top row of the grand solar spread, or actually it's the second row, right underneath the crown line, you have the Three of Hearts, you have the Ace of Clubs, the Queen of Clubs, you have the Ten of Spades, the Five of Clubs, the Three of Diamonds, and the Ace of Spades. Now, all of these cards up there are sort of part of a family because they occupy this neighborhood of the grand solar spread. And all of these people up here, most of them have difficulty with commitment. The only exception to that is the Ten of Spades. Every other card in that spread will have commitment problems. Okay? And you'll find these people end up together. You'll find that they end up together in relationships. And they won't be a marriage. They won't even speak of that. They won't even use that word out loud. Sometimes they won't even say the word. They don't want to jinx something. They don't want to, you know, have something get ruined. But they will have long-term relationships. Sometimes people will have what's the same equivalent. They'll have what really is the same as a marriage, but they can't get married and they don't want to call it marriage. But basically, they're married. They're committed, and they're long term. But somehow, just not having the marriage be there, just the fact that they're not married is enough to make it okay to be together with somebody for a long period of time. It's an interesting dynamic, you know. As long as we don't get married, it's okay to be together. And we can stay together and be committed and have a relationship that lasts a lifetime, even, in some cases. So it's interesting about some of these unmarriageables and how they can have long-term relationships. As long as nobody uses the M word, they're fine. And then, of course, there are others that are really out there, and they really know that they're only good for a year or 6 months, or a year and a half on a regular basis, okay? So then we have cards like that are marriageable, but, you know, you might be really marriageable, but your marriage might be a marriage of suffering, a marriage of struggle and of difficulties. Like Four of Spades, for example, very marriageable card. But they have a struggle mentality. So does the Four Diamonds. Both these cards have difficult cards in Saturn in their life spread. And they'll often have marriages that are characterized by a lot of struggle. They're very marriageable. And you can even find like Two of Diamonds people. They're also marriageable. And they'll be in relationships that last for quite a while. But they're not happy. And a Two of Diamonds will stay in a marriage for way longer than they should. If it's not working out well, they'll stay in it even though it's not working out for a long time. So that brings us to the twos, you know, like the Two of Clubs, especially in the Two of Diamonds. Both these cards, and you could throw the Two of Hearts in there because anybody who's a Two of Hearts birth card has a Two of Diamonds ruling card. All these twos have a sense of insecurity about them. If you're a two, you see yourself as a partnership. This makes you very marriageable, but perhaps marriageable for the wrong reason. Like a two, if they're very insecure, if it's really overwhelmingly insecure, they're going to pick somebody, the first person basically that comes along that seems safe to them. And it's unfortunate because many times they end up in a marriage or in a long-term relationship that is not good at all. It can be abusive even. In some cases, and it's kind of a strange thing because twos, especially the two women, but two men as well, they're usually very good looking, very beautiful, very pleasing to look at. So you find all these beautiful two people married to really people that treat them terribly, abusive, verbally abusive, or men that are broken down or drug or, you know, but abusive is the main thing. And you think, wow, why would she be with a loser like that when she could have any man she wants? This is a thought that occurred to me several times. So even though you might be really marriageable, are you having a happy marriage? That would be the question that I want to pose to everybody. And we have all these marriages where people stay together and they do it for the kids. We're going to stay together for the kids. And they don't know that they're actually being a role model for misery and suffering for their children. Instead of being a role model of happiness, they're staying in a marriage that is miserable, and they think the kids don't know. Somehow, they think the kids are too stupid to know what's going on. They think that they don't really get it. But all these people, the twos and the four spades and the four diamonds, which are prone to be in difficult marriages for a long time, if they were to look and see what they're doing, they might choose differently. The thing is, though, if you're struggle-oriented like the fours often are, and by the way, this can be the four of clubs, too. Four of clubs, very marriageable, but very insecure, and so they might pick somebody that is really not good for them. It's funny, I've, you know, known quite a few four of clubs people, women, especially most of my clients are women, and I've yet to find one who's really happy, happily married. It's interesting. You know, they're married, but they're not happily married. There's always some problem, and that comes from the insecurity of the four of clubs. All the fours are, see, four is a security number. It means stability, and that's just why they're so marriageable. But if the fear that is underlying that sense of need is too great, they will either have a life of struggle, or they'll have a life where they're with somebody that's not really right for them, but it was safe at the time, and now they're in jail. And this brings us to this little thing that I share with a lot of my clients. You know, there's a thing for all of us that we have to sort of balance, and that is the need for freedom versus the need for security. You know, I see a lot of clients that are at one extreme or the other. So if you have all freedom, you have no security. If you go to the extreme of freedom, there's no security, and it can be too much. It could cause a lot of stress to be that far out there. To be so freedom-oriented that you have no stability, it could be too stressful. And then on the other end, you have the people that are all for security but have no freedom. And these are the people who are in marriages that are like prison. They feel like they're in prison. So the extreme of security is to be in prison. If you're in prison, you're not a happy person, but at least you got four walls around you and three square meals a day. I guess the extreme of freedom would be like a hobo or something, or a street person. I don't know. Not sure what that extreme would look like. So there has to be a balance between these two. But we find with four people that they usually go on the side of being too security-oriented. So these things that I'm sharing with you are things that I think about that come into my mind whenever I'm talking to you on the phone. If you called in for a reading on the show tonight and I find out that you're one of these cards, I'm going to kind of know this about you going into our conversation. I'm going to know something about your pattern. Are you marriageable or not? I mean, it's really funny for me sometimes to talk to people that are really unmarriageable who really, really think they're marriageable. They're convinced. I'm like, well, I don't want to ruin their day or anything. I don't want to give them bad news. But it's really important, I think, to somehow bring into the conversation that, you know, maybe there's a pattern here in their life. I want to gently break it to them that perhaps they're not real marriage material. So if I didn't answer any, if you have any questions about marriageability that I didn't answer in tonight's discussion, why don't you call in and shoot it to me on the show here, and we can talk about it. Otherwise, if you have questions about our current relationship that you're in, please call up. I can tell you everything. I don't even have to know what's going on. I can tell you. I could probably tell you what's going on just by knowing the birthday of you and your partner. So we'll have a little fun tonight. We're going to take a break right now, and when we come back, we'll be taking your calls. There's two lines open. I think line two is already taken. but we have two other lines open. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Krishna, Hare Krishna, and when we come back, we'll be taking your call. So we'll be back after this song, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Be Welcome back, everybody. That was Krishna Hare Krishna from my CD, Bhakti Rock. If you like this music, you can get a copy of the CD from my website. Go to seventhunders.com and scroll down the page so you see the announcement about the CD. Okay, we're now taking calls from our listeners, and we have a lady named Nancy from San Francisco. Her birthday is October 2nd, 1974. Are you there, Nancy?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Nancy, what can I do for you tonight?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. Well, I'm calling in because I've been studying the cards for myself over the last few months and trying to teach myself how to do a weekly readings and, you know, yearly readings, et cetera. And, you know, it's been a little challenging. I'm having a hard time penetrating the meanings of the cards, so I'm hoping you can help shed some light on some of this for me. I have a couple questions, but the first one has to do with relationships. So I am the Seven of Diamonds with a Jack of Hearts PRC, and
yes.
I have a Six of Hearts in Uranus, and I'm trying to understand exactly how that's going to manifest as a lifelong influence for me. And
were you born? Sure. In your life spread, you mean? Okay. I'm sorry. Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. So you're looking at the life spread of your Jack of Hearts for the Six of Hearts in Uranus?
Right.
And so why are you curious about that card?
Well, I'm curious because there's currently a Ten of Diamonds person in my life. Just a friend.
So that means that your friend is a Uranus connection to you in the life spread.
I'm sorry?
Well, the fact that his card is there in the Uranus position, right, means that that's one of the connections that you have with him, is that he is your Uranus card.
Okay.
You get that?
Right. Yeah,
The Love Cards book will tell you all about that and what that means. Do you have the Love Cards book?
I do.
Okay, good. So I'm sure you can read there about the Uranus connection, but that's not even by far the first connection between you. You know, there's other connections you guys have. It's just one of several connections.
Right, right. I'm aware of that. Well, this is someone I'm kind of wanting to start a relationship with. And I've been kind of studying our cards together and trying to get a feel of what's that gonna play out like, you know, over the next year or so. And
what is his birthday? What is his birthday?
February 15th.
So he's an Aquarian. Okay. Right. Are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. My connection is not so great.
I'm asking you some questions. So he's an Aquarian, correct?
Correct.
And his planetary ruling card is the Three of Clubs, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so Three of Clubs is not so marriageable, you know?
Yeah, I know. I just finished listening to your talk.
Yeah. Now, you are pretty marriageable because you're very marriageable. Both your cards are marriageable. Seven of Diamonds and the Jack of Hearts are both marriageable. Okay?
Okay.
That's important to know. See, that's the first most important thing. When we look up two people, the marriageable factor is real important because that's going to say what's going to happen. I mean, you can predict from that. Oftentimes, how it's going to turn out. Do you understand? Can you see how significant that could be? Even before you look at the connections between two people, see, you're probably looking for a long-term committed relationship, right?
Right.
And he may not be. Now, he might. I'm not saying he's not, but he may not be because of the Three of Clubs. Okay?
Okay.
Now, the Ten of Diamonds part of him, you know, he's both the Ten of Diamonds and the Three of Clubs, and the Ten of Diamonds part is about 50-50. They're probably like maybe 55 to 60% marriageable if I was to pick a number. So that part's working good, and you've got a lot of connections with the Ten of Diamonds, you know. You're a Seven of Diamonds. Him being a Ten, there's a lot of Venus connections between you, and also There's a past life Mars. The first connection between you and him is a past life Mars connection, spiritual spread Mars. Okay, that's why you're feeling drawn to him. Have you read about that connection yet in the book?
No, the Mars connection. I haven't.
Well, that's the first thing you should understand about this, about your connection with him, because that's the prominent reason that you're attracted to him.
Okay.
That's the main reason you're attracted. Now, you have the book, so you can go read it, okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So go read what the Mars and Mars in the... It should be M-A-F-S. That's the abbreviation for it, M-A-F-S, in the book, okay?
Okay.
So you want to read all about that. See, you guys were together in a past life, and you weren't able to consummate the relationship then. So now you're really attracted because you feel that urge from the past. It's still there. It's never been fulfilled. So you want it. You both would feel the desire to fulfill it. You would feel it stronger than him, though. Okay.
So where do you find this past life Mars? Because I don't see it in any of our lifelong spreads.
Well, you need to ignore the spreads because you don't know where to look for it. You don't really know how to find these. The book does it for you. It finds them all. Well, most of them. It doesn't find every single one, but it finds most of them. So you need to read the book and trust that the book, when it says you have a past life Mars connection, and it does say that, you need to just take that for granted that that's true. Okay?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's there. Trust me. It's the first connection between you two. It's number one.
Okay.
Now, the way it works is the farther down the list a connection is, the less strength it has, the less important that it is. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So this is the number one biggest connection between you. You need to pay attention to it. All right?
Okay.
So the only question about this guy with you is, like, you know, is he really going to be, is he even looking for a committed relationship? Or maybe you guys just need to get together for a while and have sex for a couple of months, you know? because of the power of that past life connection, it wants to be satisfied, you know? So I don't know. I don't have the answer to those questions. You'll have to figure that out with him. Have you talked to him? You guys, have you dated? Have you gotten past first base? I mean, how far has it gone so far?
Well, no. I'm sort of in the planning phase. I'm trying to assess the situation and decide whether or not this is even something worth pursuing. We have this Six of Hearts, which is a past life karmic love connection, making me a little apprehensive, but I just wanted to make sure I was interpreting it correctly.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, your feelings will tell you, if you really study the reading between the two of you and then look at what you're feeling, you'll have the whole story. Because you can feel these things. It's not just what's in the book, it's how you experience it. You can know these by your own direct experience, okay? If you're feeling attracted to him, and I would say you are feeling attracted to him, there's a reason for that. See?
Right.
But you need to get to know him a little bit and see if he's even interested in a relationship or what, you know. We don't know where he's at. We have no idea.
Yeah.
So I've told you what the cards have to say about it. Now it's up to you.
Okay.
All right. Great talking to you, Nancy. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have a couple of callers from the East Coast, from New York, actually. And first caller is Lisa. Her birthday is March 11th, 1956. Are you there, Lisa?
Yeah, hi, Robert. Hi, it's Lisa, but April 11th. 1950.
Oh, April. I'm sorry. Yes, April 11th. I apologize.
Yeah. Hi. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to hear your voice.
Same here.
I have a friend. We spoke before, actually, about this, but it's been 3 years now, and he's a Queen of Diamonds, June 5th.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I understand his issues of freedom, and I agree with it. You know, I understand that, you know. But for me, I'm having a hard time. It's not a committed relationship on his part at all, but my involvement in it, I'm very, 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 very attracted to him, so I kind of find it hard to, I'm either all the way in it or all the way out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of having a hard time deciding. I know it's not for me romantically, because if he doesn't want to be involved with me on that level, then, you know, there's the difference there, but I don't want to just leave it completely.
That's right. You said he's June the 5th, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's June 5th.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so
I'm not sure why.
Well,
see, your moon to the Queen of Diamonds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your Ace of Diamonds is a ruling card. And you have a moon connection with Queen of Diamonds. So that's where you feel the attraction, I think, with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the Queen of Diamonds is also moon to you. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but Queen of Diamonds has a karma card that's a Nine of Diamonds.
Okay, I didn't
and
know that.
Nine
so
of Diamonds.
About being the moon.
What's that?
No, I said
did
I wasn't
me?
Aware of that.
Yeah. There's two different moon connections between you. One where he's moon to you, and one where you're moon to him. Okay?
Okay.
And they're about equal in strengths. So the question, though, his is a very unmarriageable birthday.
Yes.
I would put him up there within the top of the class for unmarriageability.
Yeah.
So, you know, you being attracted to him is probably a sign that you're not really ready for anything committed yet in your life.
Okay.
I mean, just the fact that you would even think about him more than a passing thought is probably an indication that you're kind of in a transitionary point and not really ready for something long term.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, I mean,
so
you have
do
other
I
connections.
Deal with
You have other connections with him as well. You know, it's not.
Yeah.
There's other connections, and I mean, you guys are really well connected. There's no doubt about it that you're well connected. The problem is that he's practically completely unmarriageable, and you're about, you know, 70% marriageable, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But he's not. And
don't really have fraud behind.
You guys could have fun together, but I don't think if you really are going to get involved and want and have expectations of a lot more from him, you're going to be disappointed.
Right. So I just to try to just, like, disconnect and just think of it as completely a friendship kind of thing.
Well, yeah, sure. Is he expressed an attraction to you?
Yeah, he's very honest with his stuff, that he has a lot of different women. I mean, he's a musician. He travels around. He has a lot of different, he doesn't call them girlfriends.
Okay.
He just calls them friends. You know?
Yeah.
He's not interested. He's open. He's open. He's honest about his, his way.
If you want to be another one of his women, I'm certain there's an opening there for you.
Yeah, part of me understands that, and another part of me is like completely gets really pissed off about that. You know?
I think he could probably squeeze you into his schedule somewhere.
Yeah, but how do you? Yeah, then how do you be friends without getting pissed off that you're like in I call it the conga line. He plays the congas and the trumpet, you know?
Yeah, but well, see, you're an Aries. You like to get pissed off about stuff. So, you know, that's how you have fun, you know. You're just looking for a reason to get pissed off. I mean, you're like sitting there looking at a tree going, why are you a tree, damn it? You're making me mad. What are you just sitting there for? I mean, he's not misleading you. He's not.
No,
you know,
not at all.
And you're sitting there getting mad over what's there. I mean, that's your choice.
Yeah. All right.
So I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, I used to get mad when I would see beautiful women who were lesbians. I'd be like, that really makes me mad. What a waste. I came to accept it, you know. So it's fun. I have a lot of Aries in my chart, so I understand what you go through, you know. It's kind of hard. All right?
You're right. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Great talking to you, Lisa. Have a great evening.
Likewise. Thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller, also from New York and staying up late, is her name is Kylie. Her birthday is December 12th, 1971. Are you there, Kylie?
Yes, Robert. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I've been reading with interest a lot of your Seven Thunders newsletters, and there is a question that I have from your November one that I've wondered about for a long time. You talk about the Venus-Saturn connection. And in the newsletter, you describe how it works within the number of spaces in the life spread. And I guess my question to you is, I'm wondering if that particular connection, that arrangement, also exists in the spiritual spread.
It does, but it does exist in both spreads, for sure. But it doesn't have doesn't play out the same way in the spiritual spread. All the spiritual spread connections are interpreted differently because of the fact they're in the spiritual spread. It's just a different influence. So, like, for example, you know, a direct Saturn connection, and I'm not talking about the one that's in the article, but just a direct Saturn connection in a life spread is usually really difficult. You know, like, everybody's got a Saturn card in the life spread, the one that's in the love cards book, your direct Saturn card. Generally, those relationships are very difficult, but in the spiritual spread, they're not. A direct Saturn card in the spiritual spread is not difficult. As a matter of fact,
really?
It's constructive. It's helpful.
It's hopeful,
now,
isn't it?
It's helpful.
Helpful.
Yeah, it's considered a positive expression.
So you're saying that if you have a spiritual connection to somebody that's Saturn, that's more of a positive influence than a negative influence?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
They don't criticize us. Like a Saturn person in the life spread will criticize us.
Mm-hmm.
But in a spiritual spread, they won't. For example, your spiritual spread Saturn card is the Jack of Clubs. But when you meet a Jack of Clubs person, you won't find them being critical of you. Like if you met a King of Spades. A King of Spades is your Saturn card in the life spread. Be a much different experience. So, you know, does that help answer your question?
I guess. I perhaps was wondering if there was any special significance with it, like it was in the life spread, and if not, how the two connections would differ anyway.
Well, you know, your card, your six of clubs, doesn't sit in either one of those outside columns in either spread. Did you know that?
No, but my second card is the Eight of Diamonds, so I guess that's where I was going.
Yeah, and the Eight of Diamonds only sits on the outside in the spiritual spread, not in the life spread. I mean, right?
That's right.
So you have that vertical Venus-Saturn thing with the Seven of Clubs and also with the Nine of Spades.
Right.
But it's different over there. It's not the same. It's not... It's basically good in both spreads. Which is nice, kind of nice to know that it's good in both spreads.
Right.
Was there anything else on a personal level you wanted to ask about? I have your spreads here in front of me.
How would you see? I don't want to talk too much about it because I just want to know what your opinion is before I even tell you any of the specifics. How things would eventually work out with someone that was a Seven of Clubs, Jack of Clubs.
Well, I think actually that would be pretty good.
What if there are difficulties?
Well, what I mean by that, okay, you're moon to him. You know that, right?
I do. And I'm also very much aware of the karma connection.
Yeah, there's a karma card connection also.
And then there's a Saturn connection.
But the moon connection is probably the first connection between you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's very, very strong for that reason. It's very powerful. So it dominates. It sort of dominates the other connections between you,
mm-hmm.
that moon connection. So, you know, that alone is considered to be really, really good. And then you're both fairly marriageable as well, okay? That's another positive, do you understand?
Okay.
So that's positive as well, that you both of you are capable and interested, perhaps, probably interested, both of you, in having a long-term relationship. And capable of having a long-term relationship. That's a huge plus. So the only question that remains is, you know, would you guys both want the same things? See? Have you had any interaction yet? Have you gotten together?
Yes. It's a curious pattern in that he gets close and then pulls away. But he comes back.
Well, maybe that's due to something in his past. Has he already had difficult relationships or something?
Yes. He had a very, okay. very difficult marriage in which he had a son. With the lady that he was involved with, I think that might have really unhinged him.
Well, see, he might be, like, trying to, you know, he's like, I don't want to make that mistake again. So he could be super cautious now, you see. As a result of his past experience, he might be overly cautious now. But it doesn't mean he couldn't go for it. Now, I don't know all of his issues. If I were looking at astrology, I would know a lot more about him. But just based on the cards, I would say it'd be definitely okay to explore that. But if he's did he just get divorced or what? How long ago did he get divorced?
Don't think he was ever married, and it was a good number of years ago. I'm not really sure how long, but at least, let's say, maybe 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, he might be... If he has a pattern of, like, you know, come in and push away thing, it might be that may be it for him. That may be his pattern, you know.
Okay.
Some people never get over some difficult thing in their past like that. And there's not much you can do about it if that's the case, you know. They have to be willing to work at it, too.
I understand that.
To make it happen. Yeah, I'm sure you do. So, I mean, that's another factor, you know. His birthday is good and all, but, you know, he may have already set a pattern for himself that he's going to basically stick with for the rest of his life, and there's nothing that we can do about that. So.
Robert, what about the karma connection? Is there something inherent in that that is making it difficult for me to have that connection?
No. I don't think so. Not really. I don't think so. He owes you, of course, in that karmic connection, right?
Right.
But that shouldn't manifest as any difficulty in your relationship, really. I don't see it. It's not even with the birth card. It's with his birth card and your ruling card. So it's not really as strong as it could be.
Okay, and you don't think that the Jack of Clubs is actually a problem?
No. Why? Oh, because it's in that Saturn position? No, I don't think so. Now, I would have to look at your astrology to get the whole picture, but just based on the cards, I don't think so. But there may be some other Saturn thing going on, or just, see, it's either that he is Saturn to you somehow, and he just doesn't feel like giving you what you want. It's either that or that he's already set a pattern for himself and he's just not going to change. It could be either one.
Okay.
It could be either one of those two things, and I'd have to investigate more to know exactly what it is. Okay. In the cards, we can't really tell.
Well, just very, very quickly, I also determined that my, I think you call it the Decanate ruling card, is that correct?
Yeah.
For me, that's actually the Ten of Clubs.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
That also interacts with his Jack of Clubs, and it's also, I think, a karma card connection as well.
Well, it's not a karma card connection, it's a...
karma cousin, I'm afraid, yeah, sorry.
It's actually a moon connection, your Ten to his Jack.
Right.
Would make you want to marry him even more. So, you know, I mean, I can see the attraction for you, and but you have to really look at him realistically and say, and figure out what if he's really even. You're very marriageable, you know. You are.
Except for the outer diamond, correct?
But what about him? You know, that's the problem.
Okay, so I guess the question for me is to decide whether the pattern, whether it's a pattern that will never change. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and how old is he? I assume he's older, right?
He's not too much older. He's 39, and I've just turned 37.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, good. That's good. So there's still hope for him.
Okay, thank you, Robert.
Yeah, all right, you're welcome. Good talking to you,
too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break, and we have one line open, the line that Kaylee was on, which is line 3, is open, but we have 2 lines full. When we come back from our break, I'm going to talk to Holly and to Christy. On this break, we're going to listen to the song Rama Rama from my CD, Bhakti Rock, and we'll see you in about 7 minutes. Be right back.
Rama
Welcome back. That was Rama Rama from Bhakti Rock, my CD, which is available on 7thunders.com. Also, for any new listeners tonight, you can go to 7thunders.com and get a free destiny reading. Also, if you're on Facebook, you can sign up for the Destiny card application, which will do the same thing on my website, and even has other great features that are even more fun. So getting back to our calls, our first caller off the break here is Holly from Santa Rosa, born September 26, 1960. Are you there, Holly?
Yes, I am.
How are you this evening, Holly?
I'm doing well. How are you, Robert?
Good. Have we spoken before?
We have. I was in Salt Lake City when we talked last time, several months ago. I had met Deborah, your colleague, on the way back from an Oakland flight, from Oakland to Salt Lake. So.
Right. Now I remember. Thanks for refreshing my memory.
Sure. Okay.
So what's on your mind this evening? Yeah, let's have it.
Okay. I'm 48. Yeah. 48-year-old, currently single. I've been married one time. That was about a 13-year relationship. I have a Jack of Hearts birth card, a Nine of Spades ruling card. And so I consider myself to be fairly marriageable.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So I started looking at the four significant relationships that I've had with men in my life and noticed that three out of the four are rank like number 10 on your list of highly unmarriageable. And the fourth one, although he rates lower in terms of that ranking, he's like a month younger than I am and has never been married. So mostly what I'm finding is that, you know, I'm looking at this pattern and I'm thinking, is it possible that because of the nature of these two cards, of the Jack of Hearts, of the Nine of Spades, that I would have drawn or been attracted to unmarriageable types?
Yeah, it is. And I'll explain that. Did I mention last time that my sister is your birthday, my oldest sister?
Yes, you did, yeah.
Okay. And one time I told her, her name's Linda, I said, Linda, you need to have somebody else pick your relationships for you. Because she always picks these guys that need fixing up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I suspect you might do the same.
Yeah.
Because, see, the Jack of Hearts has such a strong desire to save somebody. It's hard to shake that.
Yeah. I think there was a time when I put it into my work, and I noticed that it seemed like it took the focus off of the relationship, and I put it into work instead. I'm transforming that because I really don't even want to be a slave to that.
So a slave to what? Helping people at work?
No, to having to save anybody, really.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's actually okay at work. It's actually okay to have that happening at work because you don't really have so much of a personal investment there as you do in your love life. See, it gets very muddy when we start trying to save our partners because there's needs that we have in relationships. See, even though you consider yourself this great giver, you actually have needs and things that you want from a love relationship too, and all that savior stuff prevents you from getting in touch with that or being able to express that in a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're always getting what your consciousness level will allow you to have, okay? So, like, wouldn't it be nice to have a man in your life that gave to you as much as you give to other people?
Yes.
Yeah, that would be great. if you could actually have that. And when I say have it, I mean, could you actually be open and receive that from a man? Or would you feel uncomfortable? You know, sometimes people feel uncomfortable receiving. Like they don't deserve it, or like there's something wrong with having.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one I've been working on for quite a few years and have gotten much better at that.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's progress. Well, you'll know how you're doing by who you choose next time.
Yes.
That'll be like the little test.
And interestingly enough, the man I was with for 13 years is a double five of clubs.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, you must have really thought you were that you were helping him out, you know.
Yeah, I suppose. And maybe unconsciously, I don't know.
Well, you know, learning about yourself is what it's all about. So anything that you can find out about yourself, like why would I choose that and what was the pattern and what was my role in that pattern, all that is very helpful information. So the more you can know about you, the better.
It's true. I'm a former therapist, and I've spent a lot of time doing this. Yes, and a professional astrologer, so I spend a lot of time on this.
Yeah, I bet you're a great therapist too. You know, and you know, maybe you're tired. I think what I did kind of sense from your sharing is that you're tired of giving so much.
Yeah.
And it's because you typically will deny yourself. You know, you err on the side of denying yourself.
Yes. And then I'm
it's interesting, you know,
about the nine of spades. I mean,
yeah, it's a giver.
How you're saying that's a giver as well?
Yeah, all the nines are givers. You got a double whammy of that going on inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the thing is, like, it's interesting, giving and receiving, we tend to think that receiving is bad in our country. You know, it's better to give than to receive. That's kind of like the unstated truth about life, you know.
Yeah.
But in fact, either being too much on either side of that is unhealthy. Like being too much giving or too much receiving, either one is bad, is unhealthy for an individual. And people who are nines often would be too much on the giving side and unable to receive, which blocks off a lot of the good things in life. It sort of prevents them from experiencing a lot of the good things in life because they can't open up to it. They can't have it. That's why I said, can you have that relationship? Can you hold that? Can you be an opening for that to show up? That's the trick.
Yes.
I'm certain that you can have anything you want if you can be open to receive it. See?
Yes. And I think also, I mean, one of the big things I've been doing is really working on giving to myself.
Yeah. That's where it starts. And then the next step would be, can you also receive that from a man?
Yeah.
That'll be like the graduation exam.
I'm ready to graduate.
Now I've got it down on paper. I'm going to go out and road test it.
Yeah. I'll call you up and let you know how it's going.
Yeah, that'll be great. Love to hear from you. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Okay, Robert. Take care.
All right. Thanks for calling, Holly. Bye-bye. And there's an example of as we talked earlier, that's an example of a very marriageable card, but because of the pattern, the reason they get married, and the intent going into a marriage relationship, the marriage will end up having less than desirable results. Okay, our next guest tonight is from Louisiana, I guess. Or no, Los Angeles, California. L.A. is L.A., and L.A. is also Louisiana. Her name's Christy, and her birthday is February 27th, 1976. Are you there, Christy?
I am here. Yes, Robert. Hi.
Nice to talk to you. You're a native diamonds and a five of clubs.
A jack of clubs, four of diamonds.
Oh, I must have your birthday. Oh, I'm sorry. I typed it in wrong. Boy, I've been doing that lately. I got to do something about my typing. I got to get my typing in order here. Okay. I got the 1976 right. Is that correct, 1976?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Jack of clubs, four of diamonds. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, it's a thrill to be speaking with you. I've been looking at the cards for probably 13 years now.
Oh, wow, good.
And to actually put a voice behind it is kind of nice. So, hi.
Hi. Pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So I'm looking at my cards for the year 33, and
yeah.
I guess I'm just going to go ahead and ask you about my love life like everybody else is this evening. I haven't really been dating much over the past 6 years. It's been a kind of a quiet time for me. And suddenly, over the past, I'd say, 9 months, men have been coming out of the woodwork left and right, and I really don't know what to do with it. it's kind of a, I don't know how to describe it, but it's rattling. It's fun. It's a lot of different things, but I'm wondering why this is happening now.
Well, you know, we all have cycles. I mean, in astrology, we can even predict these kind of things that would happen. And in the cards, and you had a Three of Hearts as one of your long-range cards last year. And a Three of Hearts means variety in love. It means, you know, a lot of things to choose from.
Sure.
A lot of possibilities, right? Which is basically what you've been experiencing is, you know, having a lot of choices in the area of love, right?
Right. And long awaited,
okay, that year,
if I might add.
That year is over, by the way.
Right, but the experiences continue.
Oh yeah, but yes, but everything has changed. And happy birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to you.
Hey,
everything
thanks.
Is changing now. You just don't know it yet, but soon you'll notice that you're going to want to settle in with one person.
Okay.
The variety thing will extend for a certain period of time. But everybody always, in my experience, everybody eventually goes, you know, this is fun, but I really want somebody that's there, you know. And I think eventually
Absolutely.
You're going to pick somebody. You're going to pick somebody this year. I don't know how soon this year, but you're going to settle in with one person soon.
Okay.
That's
great.
My prediction for you. I hope you like
it. I do, actually.
Okay, good.
I mean, Being single, I've never been married. The idea of a relationship just seems so far away for so long that now that it feels like it might be presenting itself, it's taking me a little bit to adjust to it, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you successfully avoided it so far. You could probably keep on avoiding it if you really try.
No, that's not the goal, really.
But God, you know, God, I think God has some plans for you, and you're going to have opportunity here to have something different. But, of course, again, it'll always end up being your choice.
Okay.
You know, the thing about you is that your second card is the Four of Diamonds, okay? Your ruling card, you're aware of this, right?
Yes.
Four of Diamonds.
Yes.
Now, Four of Diamonds, they have very, very high expectations of love. Did you know this?
That feels right.
They're very romantically inclined, actually.
Yeah.
Highly romantic individuals. And so they place a very high expectation on love. Do you understand? Because they're looking for something really out of this world. You can follow what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
And then what happens is, if they get really hurt in a relationship, they fall farther than everybody else. It hurts more.
that we recoil.
Yeah, it hurts more. It hurts them more than other people if the relationship, you know, has a problem or gets, you know, destroyed or whatever like that. It's a lot more difficult because they had a lot more riding on it. They had a lot more invested in the idea, the notion. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I follow.
Yeah, so you might have shut down. You might have closed up the shop for a while because the last one hurt so much. The last time you were really open to somebody, it was so devastating that you said, I'm not doing that again. No
You're
way.
You're very right. So I focused on work instead. I think it's a common thing.
Yeah, you said, well, screw this. I'm good at my work, and that's where I can really have some success, so I'm going to stick with that for a while. Yeah.
And that's great because it actually, paid off in the long run. I've got a career now. So, I guess I am ready for the love window to open itself up.
And see, for you to go back to love is a chance to learn again and to come into a mastery in that area that you haven't acquired so far. You know, maybe like, for example, maybe this time you'll have fewer expectations. Maybe you'll lower your expectations a little bit so that you can be more in touch with what's really happening instead of what you would imagine and fantasize should be happening. See?
Okay.
I can tell you this much. From a Four Diamonds, they have to really get they have to get this one thing. They have to get it that a good relationship, even a good relationship, requires a lot of work. See? If they get that, and if they're willing to go into a relationship as an opportunity to invest in it with their energy, then it will work. If they go into it with the idea that this is going to, like, make me all better and this is going to be the thing that's going to change my life, it's not going to work then. They have to be willing to go into it as, hey, this is an opportunity for me to make something great. Okay?
Okay.
Not that you would pick somebody who's all run down or anything. I'm not saying that. I want to make sure I clarify that. You know, don't pick, like our last caller would pick somebody who was all broken down so she could save him. I'm not talking about saving somebody. I'm just talking about having a relationship with a great person, but you have to work at it. You have to invest yourself in it. Not that it's just magically already there.
Got you. Now, I was listening to the caller that had just was before me, and she was a 9 and a Jack of Hearts, I think she said. 9 of Spades, Jack of Hearts.
Yeah, Jack of Hearts and 9 of Spades, yes. Jack of Hearts.
And the gentleman that I'm most focused on at the moment is the 9 of Clubs, Jack of Hearts. So, and he's mm-hmm. got it together, which is nice.
Uh-huh, good.
So it would be funny for me to find a savior type of personality, which is what I've been used to being as well. So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, he's a savior type, of course. But the thing about him is his birth card, you got to be aware now. You got to understand all the cards. 9 of Clubs, marriage is not their real goal, okay? You need to know that about them. Do you know that yet about 9 of Clubs?
Yeah.
Their goal is
more of the affair, the whole...
The great sexual
all.
Romantic
That's probably why
connection.
I find it attraction.
Yeah, it's the great sexual romantic thing. It's the experience. They're looking for that once in a lifetime unbelievable sex and great romantic love feelings. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so as long as you're going into it with your eyes open, you're fine.
Okay.
There's certainly nothing wrong with having great sex, but, you know, I mean, they'll even get married, 9 of Clubs people, but they really probably shouldn't, you know, because those kind of relationships typically don't last as long as the marriage, see, so. But
Fair.
There's all kinds of exceptions, and I don't want to put this guy in a box, you know. And
sure.
Jack of Hearts is pretty marriageable, but... The only thing about it, you got to watch out for Jack of Hearts is there a whole bunch of other women that are all looking to him to save them, you know.
Ah.
They can be like that. You have to be aware that's a possibility. Like, you know, Is he still, like, on the phone with exes, helping them out when they have problems? See?
That I don't know, but that's something I will definitely
just
tune
be aware
into.
Of it. Yeah. Just be
okay.
aware and see if that any of that stuff shows up, because that's not a healthy situation for you.
Is it almost if for a woman that doesn't need saving or present herself as a woman that, you know, is in dire need all the time, is that almost a turnoff for a Nine of Clubs?
No, not for Nine of Clubs. His Nine of Clubs part doesn't care about all that, but the Jack of Hearts part.
Oh, the Jack of Hearts. Sorry.
Yeah, the Jack of Hearts card, like my sister, who's the same birthday as this woman who called in, Jack of Hearts, you know, she'll, if you need her, she's there for you, right? But if you don't need anything, if, like, you're doing okay, she's not there for you. She's busy helping somebody else.
Got you. Okay. Her schedule is full, saving people.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, they got to have somebody to save. That's what they're all about. It's funny. It is funny, though. It is funny. I got to admit. It's kind of funny. But no, I don't know. I can't say for sure about your potential guy here. I know a woman who's that birthday. That's Cancer, right? Like July 19th or
mm-hmm.
something.
And...
Yeah. And she's a hot little number, and she's had lots of boyfriends. She was married once for a long time, but she'll probably never marry again.
Sure. They have one major relationship I read in the book that sort of, I don't know, defines the rest of their life, so to speak.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah,
so
that's true.
Perhaps mm-hmm. that was hers. Well,
so you can look
you so
at this guy, but you know, one thing you should take a look at is that how is he showing up in this coming year for you? And I notice that the only position I see his card in is Saturn.
Yeah.
So that doesn't look too good. I would keep your options open if I were you.
Okay. I will do that.
All right. Great talking to you, Christy. Good luck.
You too. Thanks, Robert. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from Oregon. Her name is Robin. Her birthday is January the 17th, 1947. Are you there, Robin?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Have you ever called in on the show before?
No, this is my first time.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And what's on your mind this evening that I can address?
I am a Ten of Diamonds married to a Two of Clubs, and we've been together about 25 years. I was married once before, but the relationship seems to have moved from very passionate for the first 7 years into more business relationship and friendship, strong spiritual
uh-huh.
tendency, but I sure miss the deep love,
uh-huh.
and I'm wondering if that's something that just because of who we are together is not available.
What
the,
birthday is he? Two of Clubs. Like, what's his ruling?
May 30th, 1944.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the month.
May 30th, 1944.
I'm sorry, I still didn't hear the month. Can you repeat it one more time?
May 30th.
Oh, May. Okay, so he's a Gemini Two of Clubs.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's also a King of Clubs.
Okay.
Okay. I just wanted to find out what his ruling card is so I could, you know,
sure,
take a look
sure.
at the situation. So have you guys discussed this?
Oh, yes.
And what
you know,
did he say?
He says he's... not the romantic type, but he used to be.
Uh-huh. So, does he acknowledge that he used to be the romantic type?
Not really.
At all?
Not really. Okay. I don't think he can find it. The physical relationship is dissolved, and I really miss that.
You're talking about sex, right?
Yes, I'm talking about sex.
Okay. want to make sure we were talking about the same thing here. Well, you know, it sounds like he's really not even open to, you know, that. Somehow he's either shut down or he's closed his mind in some way. I don't know which.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It could be that something happened, you know. I don't know for you if you've actually communicated this to him so he really gets it, okay? But you need to try that first before you try anything else. You need to try really communicating this so he really gets it. Okay.
I think he knows how important the physicality part is to me.
Well, have you ever sat with a therapist or a counselor and discussed this?
We have, and he says he just doesn't have the energy.
Okay. So is he okay if you have a boyfriend?
Probably.
Okay, why don't you go get one?
Better
yet, get two of them.
I think it's complicated. Then I fall in love and I think about them all the time.
And then leave your husband for them.
Yeah. So could you tell me how those two generally get along, the Ten of Diamonds and the Two of Clubs?
Well, you have a nice moon connection with him, so there's no doubt in my mind that you guys have a lot of compatibility, and you did have passion early on. You definitely had that too.
Yeah.
You know? He's just probably too old. you know what I mean?
He's very physically active.
Well, then maybe he's having sex with somebody else. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But he's not having sex with you, and that's all that really matters. So, you know, it's time for you. You have all kinds of heart cards this year. Happy birthday, by the way. You're in your first period of the year. You have all kinds of heart cards, and you're going to be having sex soon. I don't know who with.
Great.
It might be your husband, or it might be somebody else.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, why don't you just go for what your needs are and just see how things turn out, okay?
Yeah. So you're saying that...
Make sure you're protected. I mean, you know... Is your husband hoping you'll have an affair so he can divorce you? I don't know. I don't really know.
No, not at all. We're very close friends. Very dear friends.
Okay. Well, you know, then you should be able to come to a meeting of the minds about this if you are really close friends.
Yeah. Well, you can't force somebody.
No, you can't. You can't. Well,
no.
It never did work.
No, it never did work. But
so,
we certainly are... spiritually very in tune.
Yeah, you guys are very compatible. There's nothing wrong with that. There's something else going on. Either he's having his sex is going to somebody else.
Which it isn't.
Masturbating or
probably,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But you're not getting it. That's what's important.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Robin. Have a great night. Thanks for being my guest.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're going to forge along here, and we have two lines open, and I have time for at least one more reading after our next guest. So lines 3 and 4 are open if you want to call in. But I'm going to continue with Tara from Sacramento, whose birthday is June the 15th, 1954. Are you there, Tara?
Yes, I am. Hi, Robert. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well... better now that Saturn's ending for me tonight at midnight, I think, and I go into Uranus. So, yeah.
Yay! Good for you.
Yeah, even though Saturn wasn't really bad at all, it was actually kind of fun. So.
Well, you didn't have the worst cards, but there were some challenges there.
Yeah.
But now you go into Uranus and you got all these hard cards. What are you going to do?
Well, that's exactly. Talk about the Jack of Hearts again. Are you sick of this? Can I bring a Jack of Hearts in on this conversation?
You have a Jack of Hearts boyfriend that you want to talk about?
Well, yes. I mean, he's kind of a maybe boyfriend, maybe not. I've known him for a few years, and he seems to be terrified to be around me or to sit next to me, and yet he's made all kinds of, not moves, but I mean, he definitely made it known that he was interested in me, and we belong to the same club, but he seems really scared. If we can't even sit on the same couch, he gets up, and he practically breaks into a sweat.
Do you know what his birthday is? Do you happen to know what his birthday is?
It's the same birthday as the woman you had on that was a Jack of Hearts.
Oh, September 26th?
Yes, 1960. Yeah. He is 48 right now. He's 6 years younger than me.
Okay. Well, you are, you know, I'm not sure exactly why he freaks out, but I'm sure that he can't stop thinking about you because you're one of his Neptune cards.
Well, yeah, I know you said that, and I'm not you've said that before, and I'm not sure where I see that. What I see is that I'm his Pluto, direct Pluto card.
Well, you know that he's a nine of spades, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever looked at the nine of spades life spread?
Yes.
What did you find out in Neptune? What's there in Neptune?
Well, I don't remember. I don't know.
It's the Jack of Spades, which is your ruling card.
You're matching up ruling card with ruling card for that?
Of course. We do all of them.
Oh. Well, I've tried all the different matches with us.
Yeah. So anyway, it's a lot of things. I mean, I would say that you affect him a lot more deeply than he affects you, okay?
Well, I think about him all the time. He must be obsessed then, because I think about him a lot. He's always,
With
other men in my life as friends, he's always in the background, even though I don't feel like anything's ever going to come of us.
Well, you know, I think you're in a safe position that you could initiate something with him.
Well, that's kind of it. I think he's waiting for me to do something, and he's made, I don't feel comfortable making moves on a guy. And I think that's what he wants.
Yeah, I think he does too. Maybe because he's afraid, you know.
Well, I really don't know how to. I don't feel comfortable with that, and he kind of positions himself as in the passive role around me.
Uh huh.
And sort of sets it up so, oh well, here I am now. You can kiss me. I just can't do it, and yet there's this real strong sexual magnetic vibe between us.
Uh-huh.
And it's very discouraging for me. And I think he gets frustrated. He's gotten up and just leaves. He can't stand it anymore.
Well, you know, I mean, he sounds like he's really dysfunctional.
I know. I think he is.
Well, this whole description that you're giving of him is not very, it's not really saying a lot for his manliness. You know what I mean? Like, if he can't really at least make a move on you, then is he even worth the trouble of thinking about, you know?
Right,
and
I know.
You might be better off just, like, arranging your life so you don't have to see him very much, you know?
Yeah, well, that's just it. I don't see him that much, just pretty much at the club. But it's interesting that you... the one time I did need help. I think maybe that might bother him a little bit too. That I'm not desperate and I can take care of myself pretty much. The one,
right.
The relationship he was in before was she was a drug addict and he felt used and abused and she dumped him.
Right, but he picked that relationship because he got to be the healthy big person and. He got to be superior to her, see?
Oh, okay, the superiority.
See, the healthy big person is always superior to the other person, but then she left him. That must have been quite a blow to his ego.
Yeah. You know,
she got better and didn't need him anymore or whatever.
Yeah,
but he
well,
sets
he,
himself up for that. You know, this is his little
right.
pattern. And but he sounds very dysfunctional, and, you know, you should probably just, like, tell him, don't even come over and talk to me. You know, because
okay.
I don't want to, like, sit here and watch you feel this energy and have you sit there and act like a big dildo.
Yeah, it is very, very frustrating. Although, yeah, I think you're right. It's just that there's nobody else I'm really interested in. There is an Eight of Clubs as a possibility, but I'm
well,
not.
if you can only find interest in a guy like that, you need to go get some therapy.
Then I do too. I need it too, huh?
Yeah, because, you know, there's so many fish in the sea, and why you'd be wasting your time on a guy that really can't deliver anything, there's got to be some underlying thing there for you to look at, you know.
Yeah, I have thought about that. It does seem that when he's been more, I guess when I feel like, oh, yeah, well, now I know he really likes me, then I hate to say it, but I feel like the challenge is over.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
And maybe he's picking up on that, too. So
well,
I'm
you are somewhat of a playgirl, you know.
Well, but that's only because I was married to a Nine of Diamonds once.
No, it's only because you're a Two of Diamonds, Jack of Spades. It doesn't matter who you're
oh.
married to.
Yeah, I can see that. That's only because there's nobody special. If there was somebody special, I would be committed.
Well, we'll have to see. You'll have to let us know when you finally meet that person, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, what I see in your future is Three of Hearts. A lot of boyfriends. Very soon. Okay?
When Uranus, at midnight tonight, when Uranus?
Yeah, actually, we can probably arrange to have somebody at your house later on this evening. Would you like that?
It would help distract me from the Jack of Hearts miseries.
Yeah, okay, we need a guy to distract Tara, to get her mind off this Jack of Hearts guy. So any of you guys listening out there, call up and volunteer.
Well, no, not any. I have a few, but I don't want them around very much. I'm not attracted
okay.
to the two.
Well, you know, guys are okay with a one-time thing for the most part, so not to worry.
Oh, well, I find they usually get too attached, so...
Oh, well, you've been shopping in the wrong neighborhood.
I guess. Huh. Well, I'm saving
See, you have freedom issues.
Yeah,
yourself.
I know. Yeah.
So but you must have some misgivings about it, otherwise you wouldn't keep attracting these guys that want to hang on to you. There's plenty of men out there who would be just overjoyed to have a one night stand or a two night stand or a week stand, whatever. You know, you just aren't looking because there's something else going on for you, okay? Maybe you don't feel good about it, see?
No, I not the one-night stand thing, I don't.
So, you know, once you get clear on what you really want, and I'm not thinking you're going to anytime real soon, but you will eventually, once you get really clear, you'll be able to attract it right away. It's not a problem finding somebody. That's easy.
Yeah.
The hard part is knowing what we want. That's the hard part. Getting clear so that we know exactly what we're looking for, so then we can attract it. It's the hard part is looking inside of ourselves and figuring out the mystery in there. See, we're all sort of mysterious to ourselves, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I have surprised myself with this behavior with the Jack of Hearts. That kind of push pull thing going on here, and
yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you go because I have a couple other callers, but it was great talking to you, and feel free to call again.
Yes, I
will.
Weeks, thank you very much.
In a couple of weeks, you should have two boyfriends. Call us back and let us know how that's going.
Okay, I will. Thank you very much.
Good night, Tara.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have just enough time to talk to our next two callers, our last two callers of the night. That's Gwendolyn and Janet. First up is Gwendolyn from Santa Cruz. Her birthday is March the 16th, 1972. Are you there, Gwendolyn?
I am. Thanks, Robert, for your shows and your books. I really enjoy them.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for saying that. So what's on your mind this evening, Seven of Diamonds, King of Diamonds?
Yeah, I'm looking into a relationship that started about 5 years ago. I was living in Hawaii at the time, and he I believe is three of, let's see, he's April 5th, so three of spades.
Three of spades, five of diamonds, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, really kind of relationship material, but I had planned to move off the island, and we met just before when I had already had all my plans and motions, and it was really a fun, passionate time. And I moved back to California, and then our relationship ended, and now recently, 5 years later, we've been in touch. And there's been lots of talking on the phone and emailing and that sort of thing. And I just wanted to see what your thoughts of potential for that was.
So how recently has he gotten in touch with you? I mean, when did you start talking to him again?
Well, it kind of started in March and then went through June. And then most recently,
oh, so it's been like for a while now, like 6 months or something, or a year.
Yeah, on and off, really on and off. But, you know, called me on Christmas Day, and then recently has been calling, like, you know, several times a week and emailing and calling.
Okay. All right. Oh, so recently it's picking up even more.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. So you are in your Neptune period of the year right
huh?
now, which is the period when we tend to not see things as they are.
Okay.
Okay. And so I believe that if you wait, you know, a month, within a month from now, you're going to be seeing the whole situation a little differently.
Okay.
I got a feeling there's things that you don't know about him that you're going to find out.
Okay.
And it'll make a difference. It'll make a difference to you when you hear these things.
Okay.
You might completely lose interest in him. Maybe not, but you might, you know, once you realize what's really going on. Okay, possibly.
Am I going to find these things out from him, or like is it the fact that he's stringing me along with many other women, or is it?
Well, I don't know exactly what it will be. It could be lots of different things.
Okay.
But I mean, I think it'll be something that you find out. It'll probably come up in conversation, or maybe because you get together or something. But you're in Neptune right now until your birthday, so
okay,
you won't know anything until after your birthday.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know. I mean, his birthday is highly unmarriageable, and I don't know if you're even looking for marriage anyway yourself, are you?
I am. And I'm just, you know, I'm wondering if I'm going through this to kind of exhaust this relationship out, or I think that's what I'm looking for. And I'm wondering, you know, is this getting this out of my system so that I can be ready for the next thing? Or am I looking to him for marriage? I'm feeling like that's really the next step.
Yeah, maybe you need to kind of like, you know, complete with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
So you can just let it go then, perhaps, you know, that would make sense. I've certainly seen that happen before, you know, like we can hold a fantasy about somebody for a long time.
Right.
If we ended the relationship and we were somewhat unfulfilled in some way or incomplete, weren't able to really do the whole thing or something like that, see? And then sometimes you'll get back together with them and you realize, you know, they've changed or you've changed and it doesn't really work for you anymore. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm not talking about some terrible nightmare experience or anything. I'm just talking about like something that you're not aware of all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes apparent, and you go, oh my God, oh yeah, this would never work. What was I thinking?
Yeah. that's true. I mean, I may be seeing it through rose-colored glasses because I did, you know, I checked out on your other website, the love cards, and I was looking at the indexes of, you know, friendship or marriage, and it seemed like we had pretty good indexes. But what I'm also hearing is that you're saying I may be in a time where I'm not seeing things clearly.
You're in Neptune, so the part you would be ignoring is the fact that he's, even though you have good, you can have fantastic connections with somebody. We had a caller early on, she had great connections with a man who's unmarriageable.
Yeah.
It was my second caller tonight, Lisa from New York. you know,
another seven diamonds.
She is actually a ten of diamonds.
Okay.
But she was interested in a queen of diamonds, five of hearts, which was, that's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not personal. It's not about, you know, good person, bad person. It's just some people are. But see, if you find that you're attracted to, and I told her this too, you know, if you find you're really attracted to somebody, and if you know they're not available, like she did, it was a little different in her case, because she knew that he was, like, you know, traveling around and having girlfriends and all this stuff, and she was continuing to sort of hang on to him. Well, if that's the case, then you know that you're not really ready for a relationship yet. You're just wanting to play around yourself. You just don't know it.
Right. I think that's true. But I think that's true, and I feel like I'm coming out of that phase of my life. I feel like a lot of that has been the type that I'm attracted to, and now I'm finding I'm not really attracted to those types, except with this guy. You know, I feel like there might be something because it's been so long-lasting, but I could be fooling myself.
Well, yeah, so, you know, the story will be told after your birthday.
Okay.
And you, after your birthday, your head comes out of this kind of a fog that you're in, and you'll see things differently. I've had this happen many times to me. It works like a charm.
Okay, fantastic. Wonderful.
And no matter what happens, it'll be good for you. You have love coming in your life this year, so I wouldn't be
concerned. Oh, good.
Yeah, there's definitely love in your future.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
All right. Great talking to you, Gwendolyn. Good night.
You too, Robert. Thanks. Good night.
Bye-bye. And our last caller is another Pisces. We've had a lot of Pisces tonight. Her name is Janet. She's in San Mateo. Her birthday is March the 3rd, 1964. Are you there, Janet?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, Janet.
Thank you. I've had you do a reading for me a couple of years ago, and tomorrow's my birthday, and it's my 45th, and so imagine it's supposed to be a big year.
Well, yeah, it's a blessed year for one thing, and you'll get wishes fulfilled this year. So what do you want?
I want everything. I'm just in a funk right now, actually. The weather, it's raining, and we need the rain, but I'm just in a funk, and I was hoping for something. I just want to be happy, and I just want to be comfortable financially, and...
Yeah, so, I mean, you're seventh phase, eight of hearts. I don't think you have any trouble attracting men, do you?
Pardon?
I don't think you have any trouble attracting men into your life. Do you?
Well, I have kids.
Oh, well, still. That doesn't really matter. Usually, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you might think it matters. Maybe somebody told you it mattered, but, you know... There's a lot of guys out there who would be fine with somebody, some potential partner having kids. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't just assume that that's a deal breaker. Okay?
Okay.
Just to address that part of it, okay? Now, you are a little difficult to be with. Are you aware of that?
I have my moments, I'm sure.
Yeah, you have a lot of power stuff going on in you. You know, you're very powerful. Do you know this about yourself?
Yes.
I was in a store. What was the store I was in just last night or yesterday? I can't remember now. But oh, I know, I was in Trader Joe's. Sorry. And there was a girl there, and she was helping me find something. And I asked her what her birthday was, and she was March 3rd. You know,
wow.
And I started saying, wow, I was saying, man, you are really powerful. And I said, you know, Pisces are usually not considered to be powerful. It's not a sign that's powerful.
Right.
Pisces are usually very soft and very, you know, they're very considerate and very understanding and all that stuff, right? That's Pisces for the most part. But that particular birthday has got a lot of power because the Seven of Spades has a King of Diamonds karma card. And then you're also an Eight of Hearts. Both the King and the Eight are both power cards, so you have a lot of power.
Oh, I see.
So you may be high maintenance for some men. Do you know this about you?
I don't consider myself to be high maintenance. If I'm happy, it's good.
Well, I know, but we have to ask the guys. You understand? I'm saying from their point of view, you might be considered high maintenance.
Okay.
Not from your point of view.
Right.
We already know what you think about yourself, but we want to know what they think about you, because that's good feedback for you, you know. It's kind of good feedback to know, well, how do they interpret you? So you can attract guys, but then what do you do with them once you attract them? Because I know you can attract them. Eight of Hearts can attract people like crazy.
Okay.
See? Yeah. So as far as the love thing goes, you're going to have another opportunity for love this year, okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't know exactly what your pattern is in the past, but if you're willing to look at yourself and say, well, is there anything I can do to improve in this area, it could work out. It could be something really special for you, okay?
Is there a certain time of year that that's
Well, you look for hard cards. You look for hard cards to show up. And I see some hard cards in your Mars period and your Jupiter period.
Jupiter.
So. Mm-hmm. And it could happen before then, but maybe you need a couple months to get ready for this. You know, I don't know.
Okay.
So you can, but by, you know, your Mars period, which begins on June 15th, there should be some activity by then. Okay.
Okay.
And isn't that exciting?
And as far as the other areas of my life, how is a career in store for me? Is there, like, financial stability?
Well, you know, this year should be a good year in all respects. And if you were to put some extra energy into your career, it would really pay off this year.
Okay.
Because you have such good influences happening for you, yourself. And I don't know, what kind of work do you do, actually?
Well, right now I've been a stay-at-home mom, but I've been wanting to do something. I've got so many things that I want to do.
Uh-huh.
And I just, yeah. I don't know when was a good time to do it.
Well, you know, when you have these blessed influences, which occur approximately every 7 years,
mm-hmm.
it's a good idea to take advantage of them. And you have cards that could that indicate that you could really find yourself in your work this year, okay?
Okay.
If you're asking the universe to help you, you see, this is what I did, you know, when I was looking. I would say, you know, please show me the work you want me to do. I'm ready to do it, you know. I would pray for that, you know. And it showed up, finally. It took a while, but it showed up. See?
Uh-huh. Does it show, like, an area that I should be going towards, or just something that I enjoy?
Well, I would think that it would be something involving people. I think you're a people person, you know. But I can't say beyond that. But, you know, you have the ability. You have the ability to have your own business. I know that. You have. You were born with business ability.
Okay.
So a lot of women that I have known of your birthday would have their own company, employing other people. See?
Okay.
Actually employing other people. So think about that and think about how what you would do if you... You know, what would you really like to do? Let's see. But what I would be thinking about more than that is, what kind of work would there be that you would really find the greatest fulfillment in on the deepest level? See? That's the question I'd be asking myself if I were you. What work is there?
So not necessarily doing what's easy, but what's...
Yeah, not necessarily what's easy, but what would really... Yeah, what would really, like, get you so excited that you would want to just jump out of bed in the morning... Just so you could do it, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Something that would just really float your boat.
Okay.
Yeah, so be asking that, because you got these strong influences that are going to present an opportunity for you if you're ready to jump in and take it.
Okay. Well, I was hoping that you'd guide me in some direction.
Well, I don't know enough about you. I'd have to really look at your chart or something to answer those kinds of questions. But and even then, I can't tell always if there's an indicated area. But you probably know. You just don't know that you know.
Okay.
I mean, we all kind of know in a way. We know what we love, but we sometimes actually we will. We'll think, oh, that we won't even think of the thing that's really the right thing because we'll think it's too easy or it's like we weren't supposed to or something like that, you know.
Right.
There's all kinds of weird things that we can do to kind of block ourselves from knowing what's right in front of our face sometimes. Let's see.
So. Okay. All right, well,
I think you're going to find it, though, so I would just be asking the question and see what shows up. It won't take all year, okay? It won't take all year. Just be open and say, you know, I want to find my true purpose. What's my true purpose? What would I really love to give to the world? See.
Okay.
That's the answer. That's the question. Okay?
All right. I'll do that.
All right,
well,
Jenna. Great talking to you. Thanks for being my guest tonight.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that concludes our show. I want to thank all the people who have had the courage to call in this evening. It was a lot of fun talking to each of you. We'll be back next week, same time, and we'll end the show as we always do with the favorite chant from my CD, Bhakti Rock. It's called the Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it. We'll be right back 1 week from tonight. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Om Purva Svaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yona Prachodayam Om Purva Svaha Tatsavitur Varinyam Vimahi Deyo Yonna Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Vimahi Deyo Yonna Prachodayam Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonna Prachodayam Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Om Bhurbhuva
भाग्य धीमहि।